everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is December the 31st, 2020. Can you believe it? Here we are on the final day of 2020. I'm sure that many of you will be glad to put this year in the rearview mirror. Well, you know, this week I've been discussing the many new things and the difficult things we faced in 2020. For many, it seems, though, that they have stopped living. They have a totally different life now than they had at the beginning of 2020. They've stopped doing many of the things they loved in the past. You know, that's a little concerning to me, but anyway. The other day I was at a surplus store, and while I was there, I picked up a couple of books, and one of them that I picked up was the 20th anniversary edition of Chicken Soup for the Soul. By the way, had homemade chicken and noodles tonight. Quite delicious. But anyway, one of the stories in the book tells of a cancer patient who had an epiphany. She had received the news that she was terminal. Her pastor came for a visit, and he told her a story about a man who was also a cancer patient, and he was asked a question. The question the man was asked is what he was doing. The man responded, "I'm dying." The questioner said, "No, what are you doing right now?" The man said, "Oh, I'm living." The man who was terminal wasn't dying just then. Just at that moment, he was living. As long as he was breathing, he was living. The author of the story says, that's the epiphany I've had. Right now, regardless of things to come, I'm living. I'm not sitting around waiting to die. She says, my entire perspective has changed. I'm alive right now. I'm living. Right now, she says, I'm going to cherish every single day. I'm going to live like I'm alive instead of living like I'm dying. You know, as I thought about that, I thought about how that applies to the way that many have faced 2020. They have spent the majority of 2020 fearing death. They haven't lived like they are alive. They've lived like they're dead. And so I want you to remember Galatians chapter number 2 and verse number 20. And here's what it says. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So we know that that's talking about eternal life. But notice, the life I live, the life I live, I'm living because Christ lives in me. And we need to live our lives like Christ is alive in us. And so, live this year, live 2020, live 2021 like you're alive. Live by faith. Live by faith on the Son of God. You have the faith of eternal life, but live by faith. Live by putting your faith in God. Trust the Lord that He will be with you. Trust the Lord that He will sustain you. Trust the Lord that He will guide you. And trust the Lord that He will give you grace to face whatever circumstances you have to face. Remember, at this moment, you are not dying. At this moment, you're ready to ring in the new year. You know, the cancer patient never knew when her last year would begin. But she was determined that she was going to live. No longer was she going to live like one dying. She would live like one alive. I want to encourage you not to live like death is chasing you this year. Live. How about living? How about living understanding what Romans 8:35 says? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. None of that should separate you from the love of Christ. Just live like you know that you have eternal life. You know, I've worked very hard at living during this pandemic. I've tried not to live in a risky manner, but I didn't want to go hide in the hole either. I tried to live. I had to change the way I lived, but I didn't want to live in hiding. I want to encourage you to trust God and encourage you to live in 2021. Let's pray. Lord, as we close out this year, we thank you that you are the God of yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, thank you that your grace is sufficient for anything we might face in the coming months. I pray that your people will learn to live in faith in the coming months. I pray they will live their lives in such a way that they will bring you glory. We thank you for the grace that you have shown us this past year, and thank you for the grace that you're going to show us in the upcoming year. Thank you for your grace, and thank you for Jesus. It is in his name I pray. Amen. Hey, I'll see you next year. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark, signing off.